Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buster Maynard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mickey Whitek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Mize reaches second base with a double. Ott goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Schumacher covering, for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason bunts towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. McCormick moves to second. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitek hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker is hit by the pitch. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. Joost moves to second. One out. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Schumacher is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Gerges moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mize is walked intentionally. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 2 in the game. Danning hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynard hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0 for 2 in the game. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lamarno hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters strikes out. Danning drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Walters out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0 for 2 in the game. Schumacher hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gerges is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lamarno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 3 in the game. Danning hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. the Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0 for 3 in the game. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0 for 3 in the game. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0 for 3 in the game. Schumacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 3 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walters moves to third. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walters scores. Frey moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.